However, transcendence and immanence, they don't need to be seen as holding two ends of an opposing tension. So I'm going to try and just like solve the problem between transcendence models and immanence models. So listen carefully. Okay? There's no problem. So true transcendence will only result from, first of all, facing our fear or discomfort and accepting the content of our experience. Denial and non-acceptance are synonymous with a lack of awareness. Don't want to know about that. So if we accept the content of our experience, awareness follows. Okay? And this awareness, far from increasing the hold of the experience over us, brings perspective around the experience. We can see it more clearly. We become less caught up in our experience. We become less likely to act out. We are dwelling in the gap. So this perspective, this seeing more clearly what our experience actually is also a transcendence of the experience, while also a simultaneous inhabiting of the experience more fully in awareness. So you're at the same time present within your experience, but because you've brought awareness to it, there's a perspective which is a transcendence of the experience, and they happen at the same time. So transcendence does not negate immanence, or vice versa. So, you know, transcendence needs immanence, and immanence needs transcendence. One without the other leads to distortion and denial and splitting. So in this way, the tension in the aphorism is released. There's no conflict between what one should be and what one is, because what one should be is no longer any particular content of awareness, not any particular experience, but rather a perspective on all experience. I have a particular thought or feeling, say I'm angry, and holding it in awareness, I see that it is part of me. I can accept the anger is there, but I am not identified with it. I do not see myself as an angry person, but as a person who is experiencing anger. In this way, I am more than my anger. And without denying its presence, I have a perspective on it that allows me to choose what to do with it. And this more than is not any particular content of awareness, such as being calm or content, but rather awareness itself, free and unrestricted by any identifications. And yet this more than is not removed from experience, it is not split off, but rather holds both a transcendence of experience while also inhabiting the experience.